Okay, it's 9 o'clock. We have a heavy agenda this morning, so let's get to work.
Well,
I'd like to call the meeting to order. We have an agenda circulated. I didn't have any changes to it. Does anybody else have any additions, deletions to from it? If not, Councilor McLeod, moving.
If I could just give a little update on the housing needs assessment status with the group in Lunenburg County in Queens. Under, that might be under other.
Okay. So that would be 16-2. We may not get, you probably should have given a little warning to get an update on that.
Just a couple statements, that's all.
We'll see what we can find out. Oh, you're going to give the update,
yeah.
Oh, you're good, okay.
Yeah.
And is anybody else like to add anything? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve it as amended with that addition of 16-2. Councilor Frelick moving, Councilor Waterman seconding, all in favor. It's unanimous, thank you. Are there any petitions to be tabled today? We'll move on. Are there any, would anybody in the gallery like to address council on any matter?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Robertson, by right of seniority, he's been here for 100 years. Bill, you'll get seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Under 15-1, the seniors comp there, that seems to be similar to the what the Queen's Care Society has circulated and so on for the questionnaire. And I understand from looking on the site that all the public meetings, I think, are complete now, like, from around the province, I believe. My comment here is with respect to assisted living. I know we don't have any here in Queens County, and it's something that's been talked about, but nothing seems to be happening. And I'm wondering whose responsibility or where we may be going with that, because we seem to be losing people to other areas of the province because of the fact that we don't have that type of facility here. And I know that one recently that it had to move away.
It's an alive issue. It's obviously assisted living is not something that the region can do. It relies upon a private developer. We are actively sort of working on that file, but I couldn't say anything in a public meeting.
It's certainly urgent along as far as council support is concerned.
There's absolutely no question that it's that's a real need. If you go to talk to people on the street, if they're under 45, their priority is jobs. If you're over 50, it's assisted living and better living facilities for the aged, and so on. It's certainly it's a high priority.
Okay. We understand also, under 16.1, the notice of letter there from the Minister of Municipal Affairs with respect to them dealing with UNSM, and it looks as though that down the road, reading the letter there and so on, they'll be looking at a lot of different responsibilities and so on, financial and otherwise, and it could also look as though there could be some downloading to municipal units. It indicates in here some municipal units may be helped a bit, and others may end up having to pay. What input does our council through UNSM, I assume we still belong to UNSM, I assume.
We've been working through UNSM, and we also attended a seminar about a year ago in Kenful on it. There was one the other day, Jennifer, I think. It's an active thing. We are worried. It's our equalization payments have remained the same this year as they were last year and the previous year, and that's the concern. But that those equalization payments may change, that we had been told previously by the previous minister that if that happened, that they would also be looking at changing the distribution of monies in lieu of taxes paid by Nova Scotia Power, and that the calculation for that The base for that calculation would change if the equalization changed, so that one would, insofar as Queens was concerned, one would offset the other.
May.
So what you lose in one area, you would gain in another area.
But there are a lot of mays in there, Leon. It's some distance down the road. It's not going to happen this year. You know, this current year. I'm sure it's raising its head for the forthcoming fiscal year.
Yeah, it sounds as though that the following year, the following fiscal year, that's something.
That's right. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
And that might even be impacted on whether there's an election and when there's an election and so on. I don't want to sound cynical. Mr. Allen.
Bill Allen, Wakewood Road. I want to talk about probably under Section 10 engineering works, in regards to the sidewalk going into the privateer park, the waterfront park.
Okay.
There's on the one side of it, there's a drop off of about 2.5 to 3 inches. During privateer days, I saw two people stumbling off of there, and I think that maybe the town should be taking a look at building that sidewalk up. Councilor McLeod was there same time as I was. I don't remember if Susan saw the lady that went down, but that's something you're going to have to look at and prevent maybe a lawsuit with these region of Queens.
It's the walkway leading in from the street into the park.
Okay. We'll send it up that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. It's helpful to have those. We don't want to have any of our residents looking like one of the reporters in our midst today. Yes, Mr. Dagley.
Thank you, Mayor Clark. David Dagley, 9 Metapon Lane, Liverpool. Mayor Clark, the water and sewer project on Markland Avenue appears to be progressing very well. There seems to be some concern of the residents, however, that a sidewalk may not be replaced on that street. Could you give us an update on that issue?
The intention is not to replace the sidewalks, isn't that right?
That's right.
New regulations don't allow for the space.
And could I ask why? There were sidewalks there before. What is the...
It's the regulations around. So replacing the road, the regulations didn't allow for the space.
For a sidewalk and a road?
Provincially regulations, yeah.
And is that intended to be one lane as it is now, one way, or is that potentially changing to two lane?
That I don't know.
I can get back to you on that specifically.
Susan, do you have a comment?
I'm assuming at this point, and not really definite, but I believe it's still going to be the two-way. There
yes.
hadn't been any indication to
That's
us that
I
they were
yeah,
taking
I, I'd heard
that.
It was going to be two-way as
two-way.
Well.
And with the removal of the sidewalk, it gives more space. A lot of people were parking their vehicles on that street too, which prevented a lot of the two-way traffic. So with the paved shoulder now, it widens that area. And it was costing the municipality, although it's a provincial street, it was costing the municipality dollars to clear that sidewalk every year for snow removal, and it was causing a lot of issues with parking and that sort of thing on the street.
I well understand there's issues with the logistics of a sidewalk and snow clearing and such, but of course there's services to residents that residents expect. My understanding is that there's a sign at the top of the road that says no exit, so it's really a one-way street, am I correct?
We didn't erect that sign.
No, it's just a no exit.
Just a no exit.
No exit. So my understanding would be you can't exit from the top.
You can't exit from the top, but you can go up.
You can drive.
Drive up and down.
Yeah. And that would remain the same in the future, to your understanding?
Well, this is a provincial matter. It's not our issue. We're just dealing with the sidewalks and conforming to provincial regulations on the street and so on.
And I appreciate that response. I'm just trying to find out what council may be aware of that the public, like myself, is not at this time. So
well, we've certainly have had detailed discussions with all of the residents and through staff. And in fact, the feedback I've been getting is that the residents have been happy with the progress, with the communication, and with where it's going. Now, if you've got information to the contrary, we'd be pleased to talk to the residents again.
Appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to address council on any matter? Doesn't have to be on the agenda. If not, we will then move ahead in the agenda. I'm now on item 6 and would appreciate a motion to approve the minutes from the council meeting of the 28th of June. Deputy Mayor Norman moving, Councilor Fisk seconding, all in favor, it's unanimous. Nothing under dangerous and unsafe premises.
If I could just make a comment?
Yes, please.
Constable Hurley has been working on a project that was reported to me, and I'd just like to say how nice it is that she's able to solve those without having to have the owners appear here. So that's a good credit to her staff.
Okay. Anybody else have anything under dangerous and unsightly? Anything on economic development?
No, Jill has been visiting some local businesses and doing her work and all other things, and unless there's any questions, I think things are fine.
Anybody?
I know things are fine.
Yeah, any other thing? Corporate services, Councilor Fisk, anything?
Nothing under corporate services, Mayor Clark.
Engineering and works.
Next meeting, we'll have the report.
Yeah, I'd like to have an update on the, for the next meeting, on the work at the 10 Mile, at the installation of the new cell.
Sure.
And maybe we have some photographs and all
yep.
that kind of stuff.
I think it is going really well.
Yeah,
I couldn't give you any detail like that.
Yeah, absolutely. They're for the community monitoring committee meeting last week, and they gave us a tour.
Okay.
So absolutely.
Your Worship, possibly at the next meeting as well, we could have Brad in to give us some more of a concrete information on the Markland Avenue, so we have definitely
sure. yeah, great too, yes.
Get an update. Yeah.
And while we're, Deputy Mayor has an idea, perhaps while we have Brad in here, he can give us a little update on the skate park.
Yes, that would be a good idea.
I'll Brad in for the morning.
26.
Yep. I'm now moving on to finance. The only thing I think we had there was a meeting of the pension committee earlier this week. It went well. Richard, do you want to comment? Jennifer, perhaps, whichever.
The investment review, we did the kind of an annual review of where the funds lie, and it was promising. Actually, we have value added, so we did better than benchmark for the last 4 years in a row. So we don't normally see all that green in the investments, but it's kind of picking back up. I don't think we're back to the point where we were, you know, prior to kind of the fallout a few years back, but definitely our fund has increased exponentially in the last couple of years, so it sits around 10 million.
Any questions on that, on the pension? It is, the committee comprises representatives from the employees at the Works Department, in the offices, Hillsview Acres, as well as staff. And it's chaired normally by Councillor Inglis. I sit on it too. So. That brings us to item 12. Recreation, Councillor Fancy. The floor is yours.
There we go.
That would be me.
I'm sorry, Brian.
How many years?
Year and a half. But you're almost there. I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve a Community Recreation Assistance Program grant of $500 to the Organizing Committee of the Memorial Auto Show being held August 27, 2016 at Privateer Park in Liverpool to be funded from the Community Grants and Programs budget line of the Recreation and Community Facilities Department.
Seconded by Councilor Fancy. I knew you'd get in there
yes.
somewhere. Sorry.
So Norm is not here today. He's at another meeting, but this is a really great thing for Queens County. This is a car show, and we just had one at Privateer Days, which was one of the most phenomenal ones. So, and I know this one's going to be like threefold compared to what we had there. So, this is a really great thing at the end of the summer. So, it's well worth the recommendation.
And this community has great reputation in the antique car world through the work of Alan Oichel too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm sure he's a part of it.
Yeah, and he does amazing work there. And okay, any further discussion on the matter?
Question.
All in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you. Susan, anything on the planning?
No, there wasn't anything for the agenda to have a meeting this month, so we're expecting one in August. First Monday in August.
Queen's Place Amira Center.
As far as I know, there's nothing new.
No, the ads for the advisory committee that council approved at their last meeting should be out this week or next ish.
Okay, yes, Deputy Mayor.
I didn't attend the Beach Boys concert. From everyone that went there, I heard it was a wonderful thing. Do we get a financial status update on that? And
we will.
Haven't got it all put together yet.
But it looks as though it's on the right side of the ledger. Yes, Councillor.
Well, we're on the Beach Boys. We have our everyday events at Queen's Place, and they run well, and we're pleased. But those big ones, and this gives a chance to credit Steve, but more importantly, to credit the volunteers that come and work, because you know you've gotten now, I think, a pretty good base of volunteers that you can count on for different jobs, and you'd never know they weren't professional security and ticket people and such, and everybody seemed to have a big smile on their face that night. So I don't know if you had any issues, but if you did, we didn't see them. So congratulations to everybody over there.
The other thing that just amazed me, and was not just a setup, because there was some lead time setting up, and I know it's an awful lot of work and so on, but to move from a Beach Boys venue to a Canada Day fairground overnight, and a tremendous work by staff. Actually, for that whole week, the 10 days with privateer days, getting everything cleaned up, cleaned for privateer days, and then afterwards, by Tuesday, the whole privateer park looked as though no one had been there, and it's really fantastic work by the Works Department and by all of our staff. It's great. Yes?
If I may ask about the ATM machine that is at the Queen's Place. I asked a question yesterday. I didn't realize it was, I knew it was there for the last month or so, but I was told that sometimes it's in the heavy use, like during the concert, and also I know we have the Hank Snow tribute coming up in August. A lot of people like to use that machine, and then if they have the excess money, then they'll be able to use the services of the hub instead of having to go elsewhere to get cash. But it wasn't, and I don't know whose responsibility it is to keep that maintained and to keep it
working.
We don't own it. Steve, can you kind of give us a background on that?
Who does it? Steve, can you tell us a bit more about it?
Well, we communicate with the vendor on that what the upcoming events are, so they can keep the machine stocked. There was one opportunity before that they missed, but other than that, we've been very good with it.
Okay.
So yeah, and the hub is also set up with debit, et cetera.
Yes. And the hub as well. I was there last night and had my granddaughter there to the Zumba class, and we ate there. And I asked Joni, who works there daily, about how much business they're getting, and she said they've been really, really busy over the last little while. They've extended their hours into the evening too, to extend for the summer hours. So it's coming along very well for that little operation.
Can you tell us what you had to eat?
Well, you should know you ate half of them.
So the odds are very little, is that right?
I want to keep her skinny.
Okay, is there anything else on the Queen's Place Mirror Center? Okay, item 15, the report from the seniors.
So I put this in the agenda package simply as was discussed with the work that we've been doing at the Queen's Care Society and some other things. Actually, Queen's Care Society survey should be public within the next, I would say within the next 4 weeks. Mike and I saw some of the preliminary work, great work. This is sort of the same sort of effort the Department of Seniors is working on, so I wanted to encourage people to know that this is out there, and I mean, we had something like 600 people participate in Queen's Care Survey. I don't know if the province will be able to get that good a coverage with their survey, but these definitely help shape government programs.
Okay, any comments on that? Any questions? Then I'm moving on to item 16, UNSM letter. It's there for advice.
Sure, you want me to go over that quickly?
Quickly, if you would, please.
Yeah, so there's three. So the government's required to give municipalities notice whenever they're going to do something that'll impact municipalities financially. So put this on the agenda so the council and the public can see what we get. There's not a lot of specificity towards what they're suggesting, although reading into it, they do talk about something could happen to equalization that we're expecting on, and we're continuing to advocate in mitigating changes to that. The other two things that will have an impact is, and I didn't realize that they were looking at the library funding model, so want to understand what's happening there. Currently, we pay, I believe, $80,000 a year towards the library operation, aside from the building part. And the third thing is, and Councilor Frelick's involved with the UNSM Committee on Accessibility, is upcoming policy and legislation around accessibility. So those were kind of the three highlights that I pulled from the letter.
Yes, Councilor Waterman.
A couple of years ago, we went to that like workshop there with the Memorandum of Understanding, and nothing really took place out of that. Like they was looking at the whole gamut of relationships with the province and the counties.
That's where this has come from.
Yeah, that's where this had
That's
come.
Why they've been doing the recalculation on the equalization, and then possibly doing for threatening as well.
But they had
it's
quite
based
a
on
few,
that recommendation.
They had quite a few things on the on
there
their
were
plate
a number
that
of
time.
And there was quite a lot of pushback from various municipal, various levels of municipal government. The villages,
and
for example,
and the previous government before that. No, not no. It would have been the Tory government. Couple more chapters below that, tried to do a memorandum too, and it didn't really work out. So it's a hard thing to do, I guess, because you've got to juggle so much.
You've got to juggle so much, and your timing from a political perspective must be just right.
And someone's either there's going to be a winner or a loser, and instead of
Okay, are you ready to move on to 16.2 with Councilor McLeod giving us an update on the housing needs survey?
Yes, the Social Housing Action Coalition are partnered with Lunenburg Queens. This is sort of a group of individuals who have advocacy for housing needs, special affordable housing. As you know, we are going through or have had consultations with David Harrison, who was doing the housing needs assessment on their behalf. And they have sent us a draft of the housing needs assessment. And I just wanted to let you know that I've reviewed the draft, and Jill and I will be going over Region of Queens aspects of that draft document, fine-tuning it and making sure that the wording and all the information is correct that David Harrison has developed, and with the consultations with the council that he had back in several months ago. So that housing needs assessment should be available to for the public's viewing and for council's consideration and use and in the fall. So I just want to give you an update on what was happening with that.
Okay.
It's going along very, very well. And it's, of course, no cost to our municipality. Funding for that document was gotten through the Housing Nova Scotia and CMHC. So this is a good document to have at no cost to us as well. So it'd be very useful for housing needs.
Thank you. Is there any other item that you'd like to bring forward in the public session? If not, I'd entertain a motion to go into camera. Counselor Frelick, Counselor English seconding, all in favor of Graham Camera, unanimous.
It was short.